lies in a poor man's mind. He seeks to love rather than to hate. Be just a guy for she. And they need no bread and butter for me.
Thank you. deze kutmuziek hoort, of dit gaat wel weer. Dan is het misschien omdat je wacht op het programma Papapoe Serieus, Chiment en Dre. En wie weet komt dat zo ook. Er is in ieder geval al één persoon in de studio. Dus dat. Zet hem op, ouden.
from 5, Chris Hawkins. Right now, the Live Music Hour.
Ha! by Ricky Dunn on flute.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
You never die.
Lekker. Van de funk. Van de funk. Van de
We are starting up the radio program now, anyway.
Samos calling.
Yeah, but Thompson doesn't do well, so we must call Thompson later on in WhatsApp. Hey, we see the studio. Yeah.
No more alone. Stay connected and break out.
Alpha, Alpha.
Give that call in your
call. You see the studio.
Drop your RAM. Let's keep Samos calling.
Okay. All right. You see, welcome.
Yeah. Hi, let's keep Samos calling.
Hi, I'm from Sierra Leone. My name is Alpha. I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa, presently in Samos.
Okay, so, you often do the interviews for Samos Calling?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Samos Calling.
Yeah, this is my first time, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Yes, I'm happy to have you as a part.
Yeah.
Jo is the great leader of Samos Calling, and he's kind of doing the directive. So please begin.
Okay, I met AY a couple of weeks ago. Actually, he was mentioned by his friend Easy K because they share the internet connection. I think Alpha or AY as he called. He has a very good mobile phone which has the capacity of sharing his internet using a hotspot. Actually, AY has the same Samsung phone as I do, which is not a bad thing at all, because we can communicate easily because we use the same machine. Ha! AY, how are you doing, man? I think you're sitting in the tent right now, or are you outside?
Yes. Right. I'm doing good. Yes, of course. I'm inside my tent now. I'm inside my tent. If you want me to show you, I will show you. This is my tent.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I see the tent, but the radio doesn't see your tent. So I see a lot of things hanging.
Inside my tent.
I see your clothes hanging on the sides of
this
the tent.
This is me and Easy Place.
Yeah.
Can you describe, can you describe the tent, what it looks like?
Yeah.
Next. I can describe the tent behind the head of AY, and I see a piece of textile, and I see something. Is it maybe a mirror? Do you have a mirror in there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a mirror. Okay. Do you ever work out in your tent? The sound is slow from Samos. The sound is slow from Samos.
All this morning we find downtown.
Okay.
Built by ourselves. You know, this is how we build by ourselves. No, because the tent we are sleeping. Because the tent that.
Yeah, the sound is not so good. No, the sound is not so good. Maybe your connection is not strong enough. Yeah. Maybe leave this room and reconnect. Can you do that? Leave the room and reconnect.
Yes, we found this mirror on the street. Yeah, I think so.
AY, if you hear me,
okay.
I think maybe it is good if you leave the room and reconnect. I think that's what you just did.
You just did, yeah. Let's hope it comes in back.
And maybe you close your microphone then, Bart, and then we have 1-1. I think Easy K is also on his way, but he's praying now. It's still Ramadan. And we can also call Thompson later on in app, because he has not whereby.
Hello.
Hey, there's Thompson. Hello.
Samos.
Who's here?
Calling. Yeah, let's get them stuff.
That was Daniel. Okay.
Let's keep Samos calling.
We'll see Kaku. Can you give me some more space?
Okay.
Hey, I'm here with Easy now.
Okay, hello guys.
Hi.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that we can talk now on air. I think we have the go-ahead from Bart. He is silent now. That's easy because then we can talk. Okay. Anyway, thank you for showing us the tent you're in. And now having you together is a very nice moment because we talk about Samos Calling and we talk about the future. And, yeah. And as we know, EZK, you are free to move off the island. You are free to break out, right?
Yes.
And you must leave your friend AY behind.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That is not easy.
Yeah, yeah. I will meet him for the meeting.
How can we do to stick together?
With communication, we are together also, you know.
All right. You know,
communication is the most paramount thing. As long as there is communication, it's like we are together. Because you can communicate every time we have to communicate with each other. Same by video, like where I'm seeing you right now. It's like we are together right now.
Because that's true.
Yeah. So the communication is the most paramount.
Yeah.
As long as we keep in touch, it's like we are together. No problem about it.
You know? Yeah.
Although I can miss him because of we used to share, you know.
It is even the one chicken.
We eat together, all that.
I'll take it.
Now he's preparing food. Yeah, he's preparing in the kitchen. Yeah, in the kitchen.
Okay, that's a nice cooking. All right.
What do I do?
Tell me.
10 minutes for prayer.
All right. Please tell us about the last days that you spent some time together with Ingeborg. What did you do together?
Well, I appreciate Mr. Abel. So it was a private visit. You know, she has been promised, but I just see her that day. You know, I'm so excited that day when I see her. You know, Miss Ingeborg is one of the best madam in the world, man. It's a blessing to be here, man.
You know each other for a long time, but you never meet in reality.
We never meet in reality. The first time to meet in reality, we have met on Facebook, we chat, do a lot of things, never seen me before. She's done a lot, you know. So I appreciate her for that effort that she's done for me, you know. It's just a nice woman, you know. So this is the first time we see each other on Sunday.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
and what happened?
You know, since I came in this island, she's the first thing to put me in the car and drove me around the town. You know, I'm feeling pride, all that. You know, going in a hotel, go to the beach, having a nice time, all that. Feel me?
I hear Menno now. Maybe close the mic. Thank you. Hello. Okay, yeah, but tell me, what was Ingeborg doing in Samos?
Well, we done a lot of things, you know, doing some videos, you know, doing some performance, video me, take some documentary, you know, all that. And also took me to a market, a Chinese marketplace, bought me some bags, you know, all that. Yeah.
The goodies.
Yeah.
EZK.
Yes, ma'am.
You tell me, what is the message you sent to Europe? You had this opportunity meeting Ingeborg and this delegation, this investigation from the European Parliament. They talk with you, you show them around. Now, what is your message to send to the European Parliament?
Well, first of all, I'll first thank the madam that came from the European Parliament, who is Madame Martina, for the great moves that she done for us, the refugees, you know, which is a great thing that she done to stop this pushback, which is not good, you know. It's not good. Like we Sierra Leone, we have this horrible situation, but push back our brothers, we lose them by the sea, you know. It's not good. So when I hear that there is a someone that it come from the parliamentarian from the European Union that cannot address this issue, I hope this will be a stop. And we need a stop, which is not good. If you don't need these people, let them block them from Turkey. Instead of came to Europe, then they push them back. It's not good, you know. So when I hear this information that this Mr. Zira came for this purpose, it's good, man. We have to talk to these people. Let these people take things like we are all human beings, no matter the situation. We came here to seek protection. Let them protect you. We need protection. We need proper protection. But all in Samos, like, for us that have a positive answer, like, we need more empowerment. We need more empowerment. They need like to fast track our process. They need to fast track our process. Like for me, I'm a great example. I received my positive decision since December. I don't receive money again from the United Nations, which is horrible. I don't have nothing else to afford. You know, I'm still in the same situation because these days they said unless I pay for my passport. But I don't need. Yeah. I don't have no money. I don't have no money to pay for passports unless I do a fingerprint, which is not good. You know, where can I afford money? There is no work facility in this island. You know, and also we have a thing that I said and Elias program. When you have a positive decision, you have to follow an Elias program for taking your house. Unless you pull your own money, then you rent a house. Some of us, we have this support to rent a house, you know, unless they give you a money in your account. Some of us have this support, which is horrible. So we need a stop of this. If they already give you a residence, let them give you the house. Let them take for you the house. Then, if you start working now, if they stop this facility for you, it's good. But without working, they said, let you take a money and rent a house for yourself. Then you give them the contract. Some of us don't have this support. So if it's possible, I need the European Union to look at these things. You know, let these people feel for the privileged person down there. We have large privileged person that don't have no money to take a house. Then when you have a positive decision, they said you should leave the camp after 30 days, which is all not good. So all this, we need this as a stop, you know, because I discussed with different personalities here, different nationalities. We have some people that be staying in this camp for 8 months. If they have positive decision, they have nowhere to go because of why they don't have money to take to rent a house in the mainland before Elias give them money, you know, which is not good. You see, we see all of these things. Some of them don't receive money again. We don't receive money from the United the NHCR, and also we don't collect camp food as well. Soon as you have a positive decision, all of these things, we lack of them. How can we live in this island, which is not easy? Mm-hmm. So this is the situation.
And then we are also talking about people who have two negative decisions, two rejections of their asylum request.
Two rejections, it's all the same. It's all the same. If I may say, they have the worst. Because sometimes when police catch you, you have two rejections, you don't appeal. When police catch you, they will take you to prison. Yes, they will take you to prison when you have two rejections. They're living a horrible situation. Some of them want to commit suicide because of why? They don't have hope again. They don't have hope, you see? Which is not good, see? As long as someone came here to seek protection, I think they have to accept them and do their best to help them. See? It's not really easy for them, the people that are in this situation. You know?
We will talk about it. We will talk about it. Because when we collect the money, we want to collect also the money to give phone credit to the people who are suffering from the situation, which is even worse. Because they have two rejections. Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Like the last distribution we do, we register many of them that have two rejection. We register many of them. They came with their papers. We see the two rejection. We register many of them. I have them more than 30 in my list right now.
Yeah, we're talking about the new list for the new round of collections. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. I think it's time for your prayers now.
Definitely.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
One last question. What is your personal next move?
Well, for now, I'm prepared to move after the Ramadan. We finish next week, Tuesday. Maybe at the weekend, I will leave. If it's possible, I will leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Yes, I. Bye.
Yes, Jo, you're on the air, but now via WhatsApp, and Thompson is coming.
Hello.
But Thompson is still calling.
All right.
Samos calling.
Nou, gooi de jingle er nog maar een keer in.
Calling.
Ja, why not?
Wie krijgen we nu, Jo?
I'm here.
We got Thompson.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Thompson.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah, we just talked with AY and EZK about the situation in general. And now we are hearing Thompson. Yeah, Thompson, you kept the books. You were doing the administration at the last round of phone credits handouts. Can you tell us how everything went along?
Yeah. Actually, we distributed the phone credit. The people that their name was on the list, so I believe anybody that the name was on that list succeeded to have his credit, and I discovered that there are many more people we reject, and like two reject that they are not even in the WhatsApp group, and I believe those are the kind of people you intend to help. So I tried to take some of the names down and I sent to you, and there are pictures with the paper of reject, and there are so many. And right now, I even do like two videos I sent to you, and you see them, and I believe you hear their condition, what they are facing right here in the camp in Samos, Greece. So
yeah, I see it.
So many, they are still disturbing me about the year that I'm taking down names of phone credit. I tell them they should wait, and because the one I give to Ezekiel, he has not yet added them in the group, so I tell them to go and meet Ezekiel. So I cannot like continue, because I believe that will not put me in problem to see people coming to my tent to ask me, you give credit. I say they should be patient and go and see Ezekiel.
Yeah, I see. It's not an easy job to make this list and to tell people to be patient. That's true. That's not easy.
Yeah, one thing I want to say, there are people, they are not collecting money, but they have residents. There are people that they are not collecting money, they have rejected, and there are many, which if you can see detail, you can go deep. These people that have reject, they need to be opportune more than the one that have resident. Because when you have resident, you have opportunity to leave this island and go and work. You go to find work, but the people have reject. You cannot leave and you are not earning money. How can you survive? So their own chances is too high for them to be the one to achieve this. Even my own credit, I didn't use it. I give it to someone. I told you this.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, we should decide together how we distribute everything in a fair way, you know. And I think you're right. The most needy people need the first credit. That's obvious.
Yeah, you know, but, I understand about
we cannot,
this needy
we cannot make
stuff.
Everybody happy in one time, you know.
Yeah, I understand, because I understand about this needy stuff. I also do this, so I know how it be. We give to people, we give what we have. That is my motto. I give what I have. I don't give what I don't have.
Yeah.
So
now we just have to find a way to move on together, you know, and see if we can make more people able to communicate. And then I think, you know, it's not EZK, because EZK is leaving. We have to work a way out together as a team with AY and you and me and Khalid and, you know, everybody together.
Yeah. I tell you, Ella, as this is concerned, the only role I can play is for me to point out and fish out these people with reject.
Yeah.
To know that this man is having this reject, and before I do something, I try to do like a short video so I can send to you, so you listen how the person is feeling, and that is the only way me I can help. That is what I told you. I don't have enemy like me. Because I'm not working that, I will volunteer myself, give the person credit. No, I always like to organize the people. And I know this man have reject. This man, yes, when I will say, be patient. I know when they send the credit, have. Because what I know now, the names that I put on that list, yes, are people with clear evidence with reject.
Mm-hmm.
I will keep this list. I still have this list in my phone. Even when they send credit, their names are not in that. We add the names. The few people that they have not received, they are still in that group. We add the people with these people to give them the credit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because
that's
not
okay.
Everybody will just be in that group. Every month, you are filling phone with phone card, which there are so other many people that they are in this same country. Most of them, they didn't even know this project. When they see us, they started asking what is going on. I was trying to explain. You have reject, yes. You don't take money, yes. Show me your reject paper. They bring it clean and so clear to me. Even that lady that was here with Ezekiel, I tell her to snuff these people. I also did it with my own phone. I sent to you. You should see it, I believe.
I see it, yes. And we will publish it on the website also, if we have permission from the people.
They do it because I tell them that is the only way they can help these people that are phoning this association, so that the people can see it, to see how they can help as well, to help many more, because that is the only help. If I cannot like tell someone I'm doing this charity work, like a Vision Family which I'm running, I cannot come to you and say I'm doing charity work in my country. Which proof did I have? If you go to my page, you will see the video and the photos that help me people to confirm it that yes, this is we.
Yeah. Okay, man. It's very clear. You do what you can do best. That's what we all should do. I agree with you.
Yeah, seems to me, if you go as something to a human, I don't play with it, because I know feelings. I know I try to understand a little bit about this world, that what we are fighting for, something that will never last with us. When you bring happiness, you bring life.
That's true.
That is what, because I see so many people having this opportunity that we are fighting to have. They still died. So I believe life is nothing. drinking. So we always just try to put hands to see how you can make the world to be a better place and to put smile to the needy and to the migrants.
All right, man.
How they can live a good life. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say, let's maybe say goodbye for now. I don't know if the studio is in contact with Ingeborg already.
No,
but
I haven't heard anything from Ingeborg this week.
She's running around with Tineke Strik, you know, this investigator. Yeah. Did you see this woman, Thompson? Did you see her?
Yes, I saw her. Yeah, that's the woman I told you. I asked her to take a photo with the people with reject.
Oh, she took the photo. I see.
Yeah. I asked her to do that.
All right. So she knows their faces. That's good. Nice.
Yeah, but I didn't like talk to her one-on-one because his girl does not introduce me to her. So I did like to this. I enforce myself. I'm doing this because I know what it means.
Yeah.
So it's not
But she did talk with other people in the camp, right?
Yeah, he moved around with his gear, so I don't know where, maybe in your discussion, I was just concentrating on what you instructed me to do, so that is where I will end.
All right. Okay, I thank you for that. And we'll move on together, yeah. I give back to the studio, and I thank you, Thompson, I thank EZK and AY from Samos Calling, and I wish...
You're welcome.
Many happy days to come also to the people in Holland's Samos Calling, namely Erika and Kimball. Get well, brothers and sisters. I say bye bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Ja, we gooien die jingle er gewoon maar in.
Calling.
Let's get
them stuffed up and rip your pop up, no matter how or where. Now it's being going there, recharge that phone. Get credit, no more alone. Stay connected and break out. Donate a little, let's get loud. Give that call in your spare time. What's your message? Drop your rhyme. Let's keep Samos calling.
Samos Calling. Let's keep Samos calling.
Ja, het is donderdag. Het is 8 uur geweest. Samos Calling zit erop. Het is nu Papoesie als je mee zet reed. Met allerlei, bijna helemaal geen onderwerpen trouwens.
Jawel, we hebben 100 onderwerpen.
Net 100 onderwerpen.
101 misschien zelfs.
Begin eens even met de eerste 3 onderwerpen dan.
Wat zeg je?
Nee, wat zijn de eerste 3 onderwerpen dan?
Nou, ik ga gezellig met jou praten over wat ons deze week is overkomen, Bart.
Wat is ons over deze week overkomen?
Ik weet niet, wat is jou overkomen? Of is jou helemaal niets meer overkomen? Overkomt jou niets meer?
Ja, jij begon erover van... Ja, we moeten het hebben over 50 plus en de zetelroof. En er is wel zoveel gebeurd deze week. Want vorige week was je er niet. Want je had allemaal huiselijke dingen.
Ja.
En, maar ja, we hebben dus dat debat gehad over de Belastingdienst. Wat we live hebben gevolgd in de uitzending.
Belastingdienst?
Ja, over de toeslagen.
Oh, je bedoelt de toeslagen.
Ja.
En, maar eigenlijk ging het daar helemaal niet over, toch?
Nee, het ging al die partijen die gingen proberen om het toch nog goed te maken. Dus om toch nog te slijmen bij de macht. Het was echt zo onsmakelijk om te zien.
Ik weet niet, heb je gekeken naar het debat?
Nee, ik heb het alleen gehoord. Want we hebben dus wel de Rutger laten kijken.
Ah, oké.
Okay, iedereen zat een beetje mee te kijken. Kimball zat te kijken en... Dus het was gewoon een hele onsmakelijke vertoning waarbij de maskers afvielen. Nou ja, god, die maskers
zijn die waren al lang afgevallen, toch?
Maar wat een teringleiders, joh, die Tweede Kamer. Daar heb je gewoon helemaal niks aan.
Maar Bart, wat gaan we er aan doen? Dat is natuurlijk de hamvraag.
Ja, wat kunnen de luisteraars doen?
Is dat te vroeg?
ja, nou ja, in actie komen, weet ik veel.
Nou ja, nee, ik had een plan. Ik dacht, daarom ben ik, dacht ik, ik ga vanavond gewoon toch weer naar de studio, want ik, ik wil met Bart het plan doornemen. Voor komend jaar,
ik
eigenlijk.
Een beetje hoesten. Ik heb een soort slijm en een soort geïrriteerd stukje onderaan mijn strottenhoofd. Dat een beetje kriebelt.
Heb je wel je tweede prikkel gehad?
Ja, allang, allang, allang. En ik heb ook een beetje snot. Het is allemaal doorzichtig slijm, doorzichtige snot.
Ja.
Ja, het kan eigenlijk van alles zijn.
Maar het kan ook, het kan.
Ik kan ook een tweede corona hebben. En, dan, en er niet zo ziek van zijn. Nou is er wel, heb ik maar 10% dat ik het overdraag, hebben ze gezegd in Amerika.
Ja, zo 10%? 10% van de corona van de die jij hebt?
Ja, die kan... Dus ik,
of, als of 10% van de mensen die al geprikt is en toch corona krijgt, draagt het over op
nee,
iemand dat, anders? Nee,
ja, nee wacht, ik heb nog maar 1 op de 20 kans om het nog een keer te krijgen.
Ja.
En als ik het heb, heb ik maar 1 op de 10 van de mensen kunnen het nog maar van mij krijgen, zeggen ze.
Oké, okay, en daarvan gaat weer 10% dood?
Nee, veel minder.
Oh, oké. Okay.
En de dikke oude mensen zijn al op eigenlijk.
Nee, ik zie er elke dag nog een hele hoop...
Ja, sorry, maar we drijven af. Jij wou dus een of andere parlementaire destructieplan? Of wat is het eigenlijk? Het parlement moet gewoon zijn werk doen. Dat is het eigenlijk. Ze moeten gewoon doen wat ze, waar ze voor betaald worden.
Ja, maar dat doen ze al jaren niet. Dus dat heeft eigenlijk nauwelijks nog zin. Dus ik dacht, we zijn weer terug bij af. We moeten het gewoon hier in Amsterdam doen.
Gewoon een lokale stadstaat. Zoals wij vroeger bij begin van Patapoe ook hadden.
Ja.
En, stadstaat Amsterdam.
En de victorie begint eigenlijk bij de verdrijving van GroenLinks.
Ja, maar ja.
Denk je niet?
Ja, maar die
nee, maar laten we daar eens een diepteanalyse op loslaten.
Verdrijving?
Ja. Laten we daar eens een diepteanalyse op loslaten, Bart. Ik heb erover nagedacht toen ik hierheen fietste. En ik dacht van, weet je, het probleem is dat een jaar of 40 geleden was dit gewoon een hartstikke leuke stad. Weet je wel, er woonden hele normale mensen. De meeste mensen waren straatarm. Hadden niet zoveel te makken. Maar ze konden het buitengewoon goed met elkaar vinden. Want eigenlijk was iedereen arm. Dus ja, je probeerde er samen gewoon toch het beste van te maken.
Het was mooier dan het was natuurlijk.
Nee, oké. Okay, maar even kort door de bocht. Nu zijn heel veel van die wijken waar dat soort mensen woonden, zoals wij, overgenomen door, laten we het gewoon maar bij, het beestje maar bij de naam noemen, rijke juppen die van die fucking bakfietsen met hun hele klote zooi aan kinderen rondfietsen. En die mensen stemmen dus allemaal op GroenLinks. Dus die moeten weg. Ja, of D66.
Kunnen we dan niet gewoon beginnen met eerst D66 te vernietigen en dan kijken of je GroenLinks nog kan laten, een beetje kan ombuigen? Meer radicaler
ik
kan maken.
Ik heb die hoop al lang opgegeven, Bart.
Maar ik vind het zo gemeen om GroenLinks, de verraders van GroenLinks, harder te straffen dan die van D66.
Je moet ergens beginnen, toch, of niet?
Oké.
Dus mijn geheime plan voor komend jaar,
niet door
en dat is nu niet meer geheim, want ik ga het op de radio vertellen, is dat we van Bijeen de grootste partij van Amsterdam moeten maken.
Ja.
En ja, dat lijkt me een fantastische missie ook voor dit programma om ons gewoon de komende...
Jij gaat daar 1 stem dus ook op uitbrengen.
Wat zeg je nu?
Jij gaat jouw stem daarop uitbrengen.
Dat heb ik al gedaan bij de vorige verkiezingen en dat ga ik volgend jaar weer doen.
Oké. Okay.
Maar alleen stemmen is niet stemmen, genoeg.
Dan moeten eerst alle andere mensen niet stemmen voordat het echt gaat...
Nee, wij moeten gewoon een half... Nee, wat zeg ik? 3/4 Amsterdam ervan overtuigen dat zij ook op Bijeen moeten stemmen.
En hoe leuk is Bijeen eigenlijk?
Dat weet ik niet. Waarschijnlijk wordt het ook heel vervelend als ze eenmaal aan de macht zijn. Ja, dat weet
van
ik niet,
voor
Bart.
Die tijd. Even over de over piratenpartij bijvoorbeeld. Het was ook een partij en was, oh ja, die zijn allemaal anders en ze zijn een beetje digitaal en ze snappen wel dingen over techniek. En dat is echt de partij van de toekomst. Nou, dat is
Heb jij dat ooit gevonden?
Nee, maar dat was het idee zo van. Hè, het komt voort uit een soort hacker scene en dit en dat. En het is gewoon ontspoord.
Ja, maar volgens mij is
dat waar je niks meer mee te maken wil hebben.
Dat is ook onmiddellijk al een misverstand natuurlijk. Dat was helemaal niet zo'n leuke partij.
Nee, dat is totaal geen leuke partij. Maar er zijn nog heel veel best veel te leuke mensen die daar... En dat hebben ze gemeen met GroenLinks. Er zijn ontzettende aardige, idealistische en prettige en goed mensen met gewetensvolle mensen... die op GroenLinks stemmen, omdat ze ook niet beter weten.
Nou, dan moeten ze toch iets beter gaan nadenken.
Ja, maar dat is, dan denk ik van je moet niet GroenLinks vernietigen, maar je moet die, gewoon die stemmers die je wil, moet je bij ze wegtrekken. Naar dat bij één van jou.
Oké, okay. Dat komt uiteindelijk op hetzelfde neer. Dus de vraag is, hoe gaan we dat doen?
Nou ja, weet ik niet. Bij één doet het al hartstikke goed.
Maar dat is nog lang niet goed genoeg. Want ze hebben bij de laatste Tweede Kamerverkiezingen, geloof ik, wat is het, 5,6% gehaald in Amsterdam. Dat is natuurlijk bij lange na niet voldoende. Dus er moet minimaal 45% bij.
Ja, maar ja.
Ja, kijk, dan gebeurt er wat.
Ja, maar ik denk dat is, niemand wil dat er wat gebeurt. En dat zie je. En dat is nou precies het hele punt van wat er, waar het vorige week over ging. Die macht om de macht en die klootzakken die elkaar maar blijven dekken en worden gedekt aan alle kanten en ook door de NOS, door de NPO, door de RTL, door de grote kranten, allemaal eigenlijk steunen ze dat.
Ja, maar Bart, dat is ook nieuw. Of nieuw?
Dat is niet nieuw. Maar, dat is,
40 jaar geleden was dat ook niet zo.
Ja, maar 30 jaar geleden begon het een beetje en 20 jaar geleden was het al zo.
Oké, maar dus het is relatief nieuw.
Ja, maar dat
het hoeft niet zo te zijn.
Dat weet ik, maar daar is het natuurlijk de strijd. Als je kijkt van, ik heb het al een keer eerder gezegd in dit programma, Nederland is gewoon op zijn vingers getikt vanwege de oneerlijke verkiezingsstrijd van de laatste verkiezingen. Daar hoor je niemand over in Nederland.
Wacht even, dit vind ik interessant. Nederland is op zijn vingers getikt vanwege de oneerlijke...
Volgens mij door de OESO of door zo'n soort grote internationale organisatie.
En waarom was het oneerlijk?
Omdat in de media de regeringspartijen veel meer spreektijd kregen en de oppositiepartijen te weinig spreektijd kregen. Het was gewoon niet eerlijk verdeeld.
Oké, maar is dat zo? Dat weet ik eigenlijk helemaal niet.
Nee, want de OESO lult maar uit zijn nek. Nee, dat natuurlijk is
nee,
dat
ik
zo.
Ik denk dat het is veel erger. Weet je, van als je hier een analyse van wil maken, moet je het eigenlijk ergens anders over hebben.
Het is toch gewoon analyse.
Ja,
maar
kijk,
moet
Nederland
even
is van Nederland is wordt helemaal plat geluld in al die rare praatprogramma's. Daar kunnen we het zo meteen ook nog over hebben. Ik las vandaag dat. Hoe heet die clubs? BNN Vara, geloof ik. Besloten heeft om met ingang van morgen Paul de Leeuw en hoe heet die Griet? Astrid Joosten, geloof ik. Van Op 1 op vrijdag af te halen. Ja. En ik weet niet of jij ooit wel eens naar het programma Op 1 hebt gekeken.
Niet. Maar dat is lijkt wel heel erg op die partij van
maar
jou.
Maar het is een ongelooflijk kutprogramma. Ik heb nog nooit zo'n zo'n kloterig praatprogramma gezien. En dat is heel erg knap, want de meeste praatprogramma's zijn al heel erg slecht. Dus weet het, Nederland wordt gewoon plat geluld in dat soort praatprogramma's. En dat is niet van vandaag of gisteren, dat is al een jaar of 20 zo.